four new developments make our participation a matter of utmost security and economic urgency. First, for years, American oil and gas companies were not technologically ready to take advantage of the convention's provisions regarding the extended U.S. continental shelf. Now they are. The convention allows countries to claim sovereignty over their continental shelf far out into the ocean, beyond 200 nautical miles from shore. The relevant area for the United States is probably more than 1.5 times the size of Texas. In fact, we believe it could be considerably larger. U.S. oil and gas companies are now ready, willing, and able to explore this area. But they have made it clear to us that they need the maximum level of international legal certainty before they will or could make the substantial investments, and we believe create many jobs in doing so, needed to extract these far offshore resources. If we were a party to the convention, we would gain international recognition of our sovereign rights, including by using the convention's procedures, and therefore be able to give our oil and gas companies this legal certainty. Staying outside the convention, we simply cannot. The second development concerns deep seabed mining, which takes place in that part of the ocean floor that is beyond any country's jurisdiction. Now, for years, technological challenges meant that deep seabed mining was only theoretical. Today's advances make it very real, but it's also very expensive. And before any company will explore a mine site, it will naturally insist on having a secure title to the site and the minerals that it will recover. The convention offers the only effective mechanism for gaining this title, but only a party to the convention can use this mechanism on behalf of its companies. So as long as the United States is outside the convention, our companies are left with two bad choices: either take their deep-sea mining business to another country or give up on the idea. Meanwhile, as you heard from Senator Kerry and Senator Lugar, China, Russia, and many other countries are already securing their licenses under the convention to begin mining for valuable metals and rare earth elements. And as you know, rare earth elements are essential for manufacturing high-tech products like cell phones and flat-screen televisions.